Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The 100-Year Life by Linda Grattan and Andrew Scott, a groundbreaking exploration of aging, work, and retirement in an era when people are living longer than ever before. Published in 2016, this book unpacks the dramatic shifts in the labor market, retirement planning, and life structuring that come with the increasing likelihood of a century-long life. Through their expert analysis, Grattan and Scott offer invaluable advice on how to adapt your career, finances, and lifestyle for a prolonged lifespan. Linda Grattan, a distinguished professor of management practice, brings her deep understanding of the evolving workplace from her role as the founder of the Future of Work Consortium. Coupled with Andrew Scott's economic insights, drawn from his extensive advisory work with institutions like the Bank of England, and an academic background from Oxford University and the London School of Economics, the duo provides a compelling narrative of the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. The 100-Year Life is essential reading for anyone navigating the early stages of their career, particularly those born in the 1990s or early 2000s. It's also a critical read for individuals feeling trapped in unfulfilling jobs and for parents concerned about the world their children will inherit. Join us as we explore how to make the most of a longer life, ensuring it's filled with purpose, productivity, and joy. The 100-Year Life, Living and Working in an Age of Longevity. Introduction: Unlock the Golden Century, How to Thrive in a 100-Year Life. Imagine blowing out 100 candles on your birthday cake, and not just as a rare milestone, but as the new norm. It sounds like a plot from a science fiction novel, doesn't it? Yet, here we are, on the brink of making the centennial life a reality for many. Thanks to leaps in medicine and the overall improvement of living conditions worldwide, the idea of living past 100 is transitioning from a possibility to an expectation. The notion of an 80-year lifespan being the peak is slowly becoming outdated. But what does this mean for us practically? How does it shape the way we approach our careers, our retirement, and our life choices? This guide invites you on a journey to explore the implications of a 100-year life. It's not just about adding more candles to the cake. It's about redefining the very structure of our lives and the systems that support us as we age. As we delve into this intriguing scenario, we'll uncover why our extended lifespans could send shockwaves through pension plans, necessitating a fundamental reimagining of retirement savings and government policies. The ripple effects don't stop there. The landscape of employment and work ethic is poised for a transformation, influenced by the advent of new technologies and the sheer necessity to remain financially viable for a longer stretch of time. Moreover, readying yourself for this unprecedented era involves confronting the Big Five questions. These are pivotal inquiries that will provoke you to think deeply about your values, your goals, and how you plan to navigate a longer journey through life. Engaging with these questions is crucial for anyone aiming to fully embrace and thrive in a 100-year life. Prepare to be inspired and challenged as we explore the fascinating implications of celebrating not just one, but perhaps several, centennial birthdays. This exploration is not just about longevity. It's about quality, purpose, and the remarkable potential to reimagine life as we know it. Part 1: A Leap Towards Longevity, The Era of Living Longer. We're witnessing an extraordinary era of human history, where children growing up today have a markedly higher chance of living a century-long life compared to any previous generation. This incredible shift is deeply rooted in the profound advancements across multiple facets of human health and well-being. From infancy through middle age to the twilight years, every stage of life is being touched by medical, hygienic, and educational improvements, changing the very fabric of our life expectancy. Once upon a time, the world was a much more precarious place for children. High infant mortality rates were the grim norm, with many diseases lurking around every corner. However, as we stepped into a new dawn of medical science, this bleak picture began to transform. Vaccinations emerged as a powerful shield against once lethal diseases. Innovations like antibiotics turned the tide against infections that previously claimed young lives with merciless efficiency. With these scientific advancements, coupled with an increased awareness about nutrition and healthcare, children today are stepping into a future filled with promise. The chance of a child born today reaching their 100th birthday is no longer a rare miracle, but an attainable reality for many. As we navigate through life, the challenges we face evolve. Middle age brings its own set of health concerns, but here too, we've seen monumental progress. The latter half of the 20th century was marked by leaps in understanding and treating diseases that often surface later in life, such as cancer and heart disease. This period also saw a societal awakening to the dangers of lifestyle choices, with smoking finally being recognized as the health hazard it is. Public health campaigns and regulations around tobacco are examples of how better education and preventive measures have contributed to extending our years of healthy living. Yet, it's not just the earlier stages of life that are benefiting from this forward march of progress. The golden years, too, are experiencing a renaissance of sorts. The quest for understanding and alleviating the afflictions of old age, such as Alzheimer's, continues to bear fruit, promising not just more years, but better quality years. The chance of living longer, healthier lives into our 90s and beyond is no longer just a hopeful aspiration, but a tangible outcome of advancements in nutrition, medical technology, and sanitation. The journey from cradle to a ripe old age is becoming longer and filled with more vitality than ever before. The implications of these developments are profound, pointing towards a future where living to see a century is not just for the extraordinary few, but a common narrative for many. As we stand on the brink of this new age of longevity, it's clear that the collective triumphs in health and science are scripting a new chapter in human history, one where 100 candles on a birthday cake could become the norm. Part 2. Longer Lives. Redefine financial planning. The pension predicament. We're living through a period of significant evolution, not just in terms of technological advancements or global connectivity, but also in the very essence of our life expectancy. The concept of growing old is getting a modern makeover, with many of us poised to live substantially longer than previous generations. This seismic shift is setting the stage for a financial challenge of epic proportions, especially when it comes to pension schemes and savings for old age. Once upon a time, navigating life's financial journey was relatively straightforward. Picture the post-World War II era, a golden age marked by robust economic growth and job security. The average worker, let's call him Jack, embarked on a career right after school, dedicating decades to a single employer before retiring with a comfortable pension bolstered by Social Security. This tried and true blueprint fits snugly within a societal framework designed around a three-stage life: education, work, and retirement. Jack's story closes with retirement at 62 and passing away at 70, leaving a relatively brief gap to bridge financially in retirement. This was a time when the ratio of working years to retirement years painted a sustainable picture for individual finances and pension systems alike. Fast forward to the present, and the landscape looks markedly different. Consider Jane, born on the cusp of the 21st century, with an expected lifespan tipping the scales at 100 years. The traditional model that served Jack so well now poses a daunting challenge for Jane. Should she follow in Jack's footsteps and retire at 65, she faces an astonishing 35 years of retirement. Unlike Jack, who had a healthy ratio of 5 working years to support each year of retirement, Jane finds herself in a precarious position, with barely more than a year of work to fund each year of her retirement. The ramifications extend beyond individual financial planning into the broader societal and economic domains. Governments and private sectors alike grapple with the sustainability of pension systems that were never designed to support such long retirements. The math simply doesn't add up anymore. With pension payouts dwindling and the expectation of living significantly longer, saving enough for retirement has evolved from a reasonable objective into a Herculean task. The implication is crystal clear. The narrative of retirement planning is undergoing a profound transformation. The traditional three-stage life, educate, work, retire, no longer suffices in the face of vastly extended lifespans. As we navigate this new terrain, the crux of the matter lies in reimagining our approach to work, savings, and retirement, ensuring that the promise of longer life is matched by the capability to live well throughout its entirety. Part 3. The future of work between humanity and artificial intelligence. The workplace today would probably seem like an alien landscape to our parents' generation, and it's poised to become even more unrecognizable as technology, especially artificial intelligence, AI, continues to evolve. The revolutionary changes that AI is expected to bring about are not just looming on the horizon. They are already beginning to reshape the landscape of employment as we know it. According to David Autor, a leading economist from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the era of machines taking over human jobs, particularly those involving routine tasks, is not far off. For instance, Amazon's use of robots to navigate the vast aisles of its warehouses is a clear indication of how roles that follow a predictable routine, whether they require physical manual labor or cognitive effort, can be and are being automated. The principle behind this shift is straightforward. If a task adheres to a set of fixed rules, requiring little in the way of real-time decision-making, then it falls within the realm of tasks that can be automated. The implications of this are far-reaching and suggest that even activities as complex as medical diagnoses could one day be the purview of robots, as long as they are routine and programmable. However, this does not signal the obsolescence of human workers, far from it. There are still numerous arenas where the unique capabilities of humans are not just beneficial but crucial. Humans shine when it comes to solving complex problems and innovating new ideas, activities that drive value creation. Take the example of the iPhone, which is assembled by Foxconn. While the physical assembly is important, it accounts for only a small portion of the product's retail value. The lion's share of the value comes from the design and innovation behind the product, tasks that are deeply human and far beyond the current reach of AI. Furthermore, humans have an innate advantage in tasks requiring personal interaction. The value of human touch, empathy, and personal interaction cannot be understated. Beyond solving equations or executing program tasks, humans are capable of reading emotions, understanding nuanced social cues, and engaging in creative problem-solving that AI cannot replicate. In essence, the future of work is not a binary choice between humans and AI. Rather, it is about understanding the complementary strengths of both. While AI will undoubtedly revolutionize many aspects of work, the human element, our creativity, innovation, and interpersonal skills, will remain irreplaceable. As we navigate the evolving landscape of work, our challenge and opportunity lie in harnessing the best of what both humans and AI have to offer. Part 4. Investing in your intangible assets. Health and self-knowledge in a 100-year life. In the quest for a fulfilling life, especially one that might span a century, the focus increasingly shifts towards intangible assets that money can't buy. Your health and your self-awareness. If you're the type to prioritize a workout or a balanced meal, you're not just investing in your physical form, but in a foundation that supports longevity and quality of life. Imagine facing a health issue, like chronic back pain, in your midlife. If you're looking towards a traditional retirement age, that's a daunting 2 decades of discomfort. Now stretch that timeline to envision living to 100. Suddenly, the urge to prioritize your health becomes not just advisable, but essential. It's not merely a matter of physical fitness, it's about enduring wellness that can affect every aspect of your life. Here's an attention-grabbing fact. Lifestyle choices are tagged as the culprit behind 70% of our cognitive decline as we age. This places a whole new perspective on hitting the gym, opting for that salmon dinner, or challenging your brain with puzzles. Your physical regimen is not just sculpting your body, but fortifying your mind against the ravages of time. Beyond physical well-being, in this era where tradition does not dictate your life's trajectory as it might have for past generations, understanding who you are becomes a cornerstone for navigating life's choices. The journey of self-reflection, identifying your strengths, weaknesses, and values, is more than an introspective exercise. It equips you to chart a course through life that aligns with your deepest convictions and aspirations. Consider the crossroads moments in life, like contemplating a career change after years in a comfortable yet unfulfilling role. Embracing such a change, with all its inherent risks and uncertainties, becomes manageable when you have a clear understanding of what genuinely matters to you. Knowing your unique talents and passions can guide you towards choices that not only suit your skills, but also enrich your life's narrative. In essence, taking the time now to invest in both your physical well-being and your self-awareness sets the groundwork for a life that's not just long, but deeply fulfilling. As we edge closer to the possibility of a century-long lifespan, the real wealth lies in intangible assets that enable us to navigate the extended journey with health, purpose, and joy. Part 5: Embracing Exploration in a Century-Long Life. As we sail through uncharted waters of increased life expectancy, the traditional life map, education, work, retirement, no longer holds the same relevance it once did. This elongated lifespan beckons for periods of profound exploration, not just as a luxury, but as a crucial phase of modern living. Gone are the days when aligning with a single career path, straight out of school, was the standard trajectory. In today's dynamic world, the concept of a linear career is becoming obsolete, replaced by a tapestry of experiences, learning, and personal development. For young individuals today, the world is rich with opportunities to explore, redefine, and navigate life paths that were unimaginable to previous generations. Exploration is not merely about packing your bags and visiting new geographies, though that too can be part of the voyage. It's about delving into the myriad possibilities life offers, from career avenues to personal growth and understanding where you fit within the vast landscape of options. This adventure of discovery is especially pivotal at certain junctures of life. The post-adolescence years, the mid-40s reflective period, and the golden years of the 70s and 80s. These intervals naturally lend themselves to reassessment and recalibration of one's life direction. Embracing a period of exploration can lead to a profound transformation where the allure of production and creation takes center stage. Shifting from a consumer or a cog in the corporate wheel to an independent producer opens up a realm of autonomy and self-expression previously unexplored. This could manifest in numerous ways, from starting a venture or crafting a unique product, to sharing knowledge through blogging or creating online resources. The underlying essence of these explorations is experimentation, embracing failures as stepping stones and leveraging hands-on experiences as invaluable life lessons. This shift towards exploration and production isn't just a journey of self-discovery. It's a strategic approach to career and life planning in an age where traditional job securities and retirement plans are undergoing transformation. For those early in their career paths, it serves as a unique opportunity to build a portfolio of experiences and skills that stand out, weaving a narrative of innovation, resilience, and adaptability. In summary, allowing for phases of exploration enriches the tapestry of our lives, especially as we navigate a world where living to 100 might soon become the norm. These exploratory phases invite us to question, to dream, and to dare, ultimately crafting a life that's not just longer, but immeasurably richer. Part 6. Mastering Retirement: The Art of Financial Wisdom and Strategy. In envisioning a future where retirement is not just a brief hiatus, but a significant chapter of life, understanding the intricacies of financial planning becomes indispensable. While it's common knowledge that a relaxing and comfortable retirement is carved out by wise financial decisions along the way, the journey to achieving this is often riddled with complexity and foresight. Embarking on this journey requires a deep dive into your financial landscape, beginning with assessing what portion of your current income will suffice to maintain your lifestyle once you bid adieu to your working days. The answer isn't straightforward and hinges on a detailed examination of your current expenses, anticipating how they might transform post-retirement. For instance, certain costs tied to your work life, such as commuting, will vanish, offering financial relief. Conversely, leisure activities might see an uptick in frequency, influencing your budget. Additionally, it's reasonable to expect an increase in healthcare-related expenses, accentuating the need for a well-thought-out financial cushion. Beyond mapping out expected expenses, the journey to a stress-free retirement is paved with enhancing your financial literacy. Delving into the dynamics of savings, interest, investment, and market trends is vital. To kickstart this process, engaging with the Big Five questions presents an excellent opportunity to gauge and improve your financial acumen. These questions cover fundamental concepts from savings interest, inflation's impact on purchasing power, to investment safety, mortgage intricacies, and the bond market's sensitivity to interest rates. Here's a concise guide to the answers which illuminate critical financial principles. 1. A savings of $100 at a 2% annual interest rate will grow to just over $110 in 5 years, illustrating the power of compound interest. 2. With an interest rate at 1% and inflation at 2%, your purchasing power diminishes, underscoring the invisible tax that is inflation. 3. Investing in a single company's stock bears higher risk compared to diversifying through a mutual fund, highlighting the importance of risk management in investments. 4. A 15-year mortgage, while demanding higher monthly outflows, ultimately reduces the total interest paid over the loan's lifetime, revealing the cost savings of shorter loan terms. 5. Rising interest rates inversely affect bond prices, a critical relationship for understanding market dynamics and investment decisions. Mastering these questions and their underlying concepts elevates your financial literacy, equipping you with the knowledge to navigate retirement planning more adeptly. In a world where extending lifespans render financial preparedness more crucial than ever, becoming a prudent planner and a savvy saver is not just an option, but a necessity. As you chart your course towards a financially secure retirement, remember that the blend of foresight, knowledge, and strategic planning is your best ally. Part 7. Discovering Yourself: The Key to Crafting a Fulfilling 100-Year Life. In the intricate dance of social interactions, we often find ourselves intrigued by the stories of others, eager to unravel the mysteries of their lives. Yet this curiosity seems to dim when facing the mirror, despite the fascinating journey that self-exploration promises. Embarking on a path to truly understand and define oneself is the cornerstone of a meaningful existence, particularly in an era where lifespans extend well beyond what was once conceivable. The question, "Who am I?" carries more weight than ever before, serving as a compass as we navigate the vast possibilities laid before us. In times past, the narratives of our lives were heavily scripted by societal norms, familial expectations, and traditional roles, leaving little room for personal deviation. Lives were shorter, dominated by a struggle for survival, leaving scant space for existential contemplation. Fast forward to today, and the landscape of human existence has transformed remarkably. With advancements in healthcare, economic stability, and social mobility, we find ourselves blessed with the luxury of choice and the opportunity to forge our own paths based on our unique identities and values. However, this freedom also ushers in a new set of challenges. In a world that values individualism, the journey of self-discovery becomes not just a privilege, but a necessity. It is through this process of exploration and experimentation that we can unveil our genuine selves, identifying our passions, strengths, and aspirations. This quest for self-understanding is not merely an introspective endeavor, but a practical one, influencing every facet of life, from career choices to personal relationships, from financial planning to lifestyle habits. As we stand at the crossroads of boundless avenues, making informed decisions that resonate with our true selves is paramount. Living to 100, with its promise of extended time and opportunities, underscores the importance of this personal voyage. The freedom that comes with a longer life also carries the responsibility of choice. To navigate the complexities of a century-long life successfully, one must delve deep into the essence of who they are and articulate a vision for their life that is both fulfilling and authentic. In sum, the journey through a 100-year life is as much about discovering who you are as it is about what you do with the time granted to you. In a world ripe with possibilities, understanding your identity is the first step toward making decisions that ensure a life rich in meaning and satisfaction. So, the next time you find yourself pondering the lives of others, remember to turn that curiosity inward, for the most captivating story of all may just be your own. Final summary. The essence of our journey through life is undergoing a profound transformation, thanks in large part to the remarkable increase in life expectancy. The dawn of the 100-year life is not just an idle prediction, but a very real possibility that brings with it a plethora of opportunities as well as challenges. As we leap into this new era, the traditional milestones that once defined the human experience, education, career, and retirement, no longer confine us. Instead, we find ourselves in an age where the lines are blurred, and the roadmap to a fulfilling life demands a redesign. This shift requires us to cast aside outdated models and embrace flexibility, adaptability, and a willingness to explore the uncharted territories of our extended lives. The journey towards self-discovery and understanding emerges as a foundational element, as our identities and the choices we make become the driving force behind the narratives we wish to weave. Navigating a century-long life is an invitation to reevaluate our priorities and align them with our deepest values and aspirations. It prompts us to question, to learn, and to grow in ways previous generations could barely imagine. With the luxury of time comes the responsibility to invest in our intangible assets, our health, our knowledge, and our social connections, ensuring that our extended years are not just numerous but rich in quality and satisfaction. In summary, the advent of the 100-year life is a call to action, an opportunity to sculpt a life that reflects our true selves, embraces continuous learning, and celebrates the diversity of experiences. As we stand on the brink of this extraordinary epoch, it is clear that the most successful navigators will be those who possess the courage to question, the curiosity to explore, and the wisdom to craft a journey that is uniquely their own. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.